Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account?
Yes.
May I have your first and last name?
Jennifer Nazario.
And will you verify your shipping address?
6717 Hot Springs Road, Hot Springs, Virginia 24445.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment. Okay, so I do see here you have this tablet with us, and you're saying that you never placed this order at all.
No, ma'am, I did not.
Do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
No, ma'am, I do not. My kids know better.
Will you verify your email for me?
JenandJohn1985@gmail.com. And I had to change a lot of my information once before because I had someone try to steal my identity. About 6 months ago, I had to go change my bank account information and everything because of it.
Okay, so I do see here. Will you verify your phone number?
It's 304-520-6548. And like I told the other lady, everyone that knows me, I don't enter sweepstakes, I don't do surveys, I don't do none of that because of the whole thing with fraud and stealing identity, because we just had that issue with my mom. She's disabled and someone tried to steal her identity, so seems like it's starting to become a pattern and it's getting a little old.
Okay, so what I can...
Tablets and laptops and iPhones, so we don't need it.
Okay, I do understand what I can do for you. Okay, I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that shipping and handling charge.
No, I did not. Like I told my fiance, if I would have done it, I wouldn't be upset about the money taken out of my account. And I had seen a charge on my account the other day for $7 and some odd cents. And I thought it was because we have Roku and different channels on our TV, so I thought it was one of those. And then I got to look in after the lady had said something, and it was from this company again. So they took out seven something, and then they took out $56 either last night or today.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Post Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Okay. Well, I'm like I said, I know it wasn't none of my family members because it's just my children and my parents. So, and my children, they have tablets and computers and all that. So, they know better to use my information without my permission anyway.
Okay, so what I can go ahead and do, okay, so would you like to go through it for?
Yeah, because I'd like to have that money back because I didn't make the process or even order anything, so.
Okay, so I can go ahead and do for you. Okay, so you're saying that you do want to go through it, right?
I mean, if that's what I have to do to get my money back, the lady already canceled the membership, but she said I would have to speak with you all, so whatever I have to do.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have confirmation for you to write as well.
Okay.
That will be C4Charlie259 4564 07.
Okay.
And is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, that'll be it. And when will someone get in contact with me?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
And when will someone get in contact with me?
Well, as far as your account being canceled and you have been refunded, you won't have anything to worry about.
Okay.
We'll handle everything on our end.
Alrighty, dear.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said, okay, thank you, dear.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too.
That went well. Your bun is